Everything in this chapter happens before your first call of the day, and skipping it is the most common reason a new rep's morning falls apart. Give yourself a real 10-minute setup, not a rushed glance at a spreadsheet. Start by knowing who you're calling. You need the company name, roughly what they do, roughly how big they are, and the decision maker's name if you have it. 60 seconds per account is enough. You are not writing a report, you're just orienting yourself so you don't sound lost in the first 5 seconds. Next, know your one-liner cold. If you can't say what Eden OS does in one sentence without notes, you are not ready to dial. Write it out and say it out loud 10 times before you touch the dollar. Something like this. Eden OS is an AI office for service businesses. Adam handles your outbound calls and follow-up. Eve handles everything coming in, and together they never miss a lead. Set up your physical space too. Keep water within reach. Make sure your headset actually works. Keep your notes visible without shuffling papers. And don't put anything on screen that tempts you to read it word for word. Reading has a sound, and everyone on the other end of the line can hear it. Warm up your voice before you take a real call. The first call of the day is always the worst one, so do it deliberately. Dial a low priority account first so the rust comes off somewhere that doesn't matter. And set one number for the day. Not close a deal. That's an outcome, and you don't control outcome. Set something like reach 4 decision makers or get 3 callback times. You control activity, and activity is what you should be measuring yourself against. Now here's the part that matters most on a cold call. Your voice is the entire product. The person on the other end cannot see you. They cannot see your office, your face, or how hard you're working. Everything they decide about you happens in the first 4 seconds, and it's built entirely out of sound. So a few things to do, deliberately, every single call. Speak slightly slower than feels natural. Nervous reps speed up without realizing it, and speed reads as salesperson. It reads as low confidence, even when you're saying something confident. Drop your pitch slightly at the end of your sentences. A rising sing-song ending is the single biggest telemarketer tell there is. Statements should land. They shouldn't flood up in the air like a question. Smile before they pick up the phone. This sounds like nonsense, and it is measurably true. Smiling physically changes the shape of your voice, and people can hear it, even though they can't see it. Sit up, or better yet, stand while you're on the call. Slouching compresses your breathing and that flattens your voice out. Pause after you ask your question. If you feel your own silence, you're telling the other person you don't actually expect them to answer, and it undercuts the whole point of asking. And use their name once, maybe twice during the call. Not more than that. Once is warm and personal, 5 times starts to sound like a script, and it breaks the spell. Before you dial, you should have a single card in front of you, not a script to read from. Just 5 things you can see without looking down. Your opener, in your own words. Your 1-sentence description of what you do. Your 4 discovery questions. Your ask. The specific next step you actually want out of this call. And 3 objection responses, the ones you personally keep forgetting under pressure. A quick note on scripts in general. You'll be given scripted language throughout this training. Learn it, then stop reading it. A script is training wheels. It teaches you the shape of a good call, but a rep who's still reading it word for word in month 2 will never get past a competent gatekeeper, because reading has a sound and everyone can hear it. Now here's how that card looks specifically for an Eden OS call, because a generic setup isn't enough when you're calling a service business owner. Before you dial, write down the 5 pain points you're listening for, in your own words. Missed calls after hours. Leads going cold because nobody followed up fast enough. A scheduling mess that eats the owner's evenings. No shows that nobody ever chased down. And a front desk that's stretched too thin to actually sell anything while it's busy answering phones. You don't need to hear all 5 on one call. You need to recognize which ones fit the business the moment the owner mentions them, so you can speak directly to their actual problem instead of a generic pitch. Next, write the price down exactly once, in 1 clean sentence, so you never fumble it live on the call. Say it like this: Eden OS runs $25,000 a month. That's Adam and Eve, your AI office working every call, every lead, every day. Say that plainly. Don't apologize for the number. Don't rush past it like you're embarrassed. Confidence in the price is part of what sells the price. And last, write your demo handoff line, because this is your actual ask for the call. The specific next step we talked about a minute ago. It should sound something like this. I'm not going to try to sell you on the phone. Go to stayelite.com right now or right after we hang up and book the free demo. You'll see Adam and Eve running before you ever spend a dollar. That's the whole setup. One card. 5 pain points you're listening for. 1 price line you can say without flinching. 1 handoff line that gets them to the demo. Get that card right before you ever pick up the phone, and the rest of the call gets a lot easier.